We're actually doing Simin Tofresh Lamed Tes, and we'll be beginning with Sif Aleph. Ketzad mitzvahs yeshiva besukkah. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? Shia ochol v'shosa. You eat, you drink. The Rama adds v'yoshen. You sleep. Umetayel. You walk around. V'dor basukkah. You live in your sukkah. Kol shivas hayamim. All 7 days. Bein bayom, bein balayla, both by day as well as by night. Kederech shu dor beveso b'shar yemos hashana. The same way that he lives in his house all year long. So Mishnah Berurah says that some hold in order to be mekayem the mitzvah sukkah, you're actually allowed to travel in a little boat on Shabbos, on Yontif, in order to be mekayem it, which is an issur d'rabbanan, as long as you have a non-Jew that's actually making it work. However, it seems like most poskim are machmir. Now, what do you do in the sukkah? So it says you do everything in the sukkah, and that includes speaking to your friend. Mishnah Berurah says that the kedusha sukkah is such that you should be mamayin and dvarim b'teilim, or sichas chulin, because you never know what it'll end up in, and certainly not to speak lashon hara rechilas. V'chol shivas hayamim also adam es beiso arai v'sukoso keva. For the 7 days of sukkahs, your house should be the less kavua place, and the sukkah is kavua. Ketzad, kelim anolim u'matzolos anolos b'sukkah. All the nice things are in the sukkah. B'klei shtia, kagon hashishis v'kosis b'sukkah. Similarly, the drinking glasses that you leave in the sukkah, this is even after you finished eating, because drinking glasses don't get that filthy, and second of all, because you can drink all day long. Aval klei achila, says the Rama, la'achar achila. Whereas the klei achila after you've eaten, kagon, kederes, vakaris, chutz l'sukkah. That's dafka outside the sukkah. So the halacha is that kelim that you never keep in the home, you wouldn't keep here either. But there's something to be understood. In the olden days, people didn't have kitchens. What they called the house would be the equivalent of what we call a living room today. The kitchen was really a couple of stones and some firewood that they would cook on outside the house in the chotzer. There are pots that would keep in the chotzer, but you didn't bring it into the house. What you did is you filled up the bowls and you brought the plates into the house. So similarly, it is wrong to go bring all the stuff that you wouldn't bring into your house to bring them into your sukkah. Today's equivalent of that, the parallel would be, the stuff that you have in the kitchen doesn't belong in the sukkah. What you keep in your living room, what you have in your living room, that does belong in the sukkah. Therefore, the plates belong in the sukkah only while you're eating, but after you're done eating, the filthy plates go back into the kitchen. Not so with drinking glasses, where you would leave them out on the table. Now, how about pots? So the mashmos says it's quite clear that b'shas achila you're allowed to bring pots in. Mishnah Berurah says it's best to be machmer for those who say that you don't bring a pot into the sukkah. Certainly someone who never serves from the pot. So the truth is that today there are two kinds of pots. There are pots that are really fancy and made to come to the table. And what you do is you serve from the table. And that pashas you can do in the sukkah also. You know, with gold-plated handles, there's no reason why you can't bring that into the sukkah. Now also, if someone brings a pot into the sukkah, even a pot that doesn't belong there, it doesn't passel the sukkah. Further, hamenorah besukkah, the lantern, is in the sukkah. V'mhoisa sukkah k'tana menicha chutz l'sukkah, in a small sukkah where it could be a danger of fire, there you keep it outside the sukkah. The minig is the olden days, the lanterns they used to use, you know, these things that held oil and had a wick on the other side. So the minig was not to bring a ceramic one into the sukkah altogether. It's a bizoyin. But a glass you could bring into the sukkah. Now, what's called a sukkah ktana, where you would not bring your ner in the sukkah? It's anything where the schach can catch fire, chalila. So what happens if you need light? You don't want to keep it outside your sukkah. You'd have to keep it inside a glass, unless the schach is very low and it's real sakonis lefashis. Says the Rama, Hagah, Val yaseh shum tashmish bozui besukah kedesh lo yeh mitzvah bzuyas alav. A sukkah is a mitzvah, bizui mitzvah is asur, so you don't do anything in the sukkah that is not appropriate, such as washing dishes. You don't wash dishes in the sukkah. One does not urinate in the sukkah, even in the olden days where people used to have a bedpan next to them, you don't do that in the sukkah. And whereas relations in the sukkah are permissible, that's a mitzvah of peri v'ribya. So something bozui means something inappropriate for the sukkah. That would mean something that's not lefi the covet of the sukkah, something that really should be done outside the sukkah. With regard to bringing in a bucket of water, so it says that the bucket of water that you use for drawing water from the well, you don't bring into the sukkah. So there's all question of people that bring a bucket and they use that for Netilas Yadayim. The minhag is to keep it outside the sukkah, not to bring it in altogether. And people wash right out the door just as they're about to eat.